Support provided by the Heartland Regional Health Network and the Wound Healing Hyperbaric Medicine Clinic, offering treatments for chronic, non-healing wounds that are not responding to care. Information at heartlandregional.com.
Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac. Today is the 29th day of November. Irish author C.S. Lewis was born on this day in 1898, and longtime Dodgers announcer Vin Scully turns 89 years old today. Locally, since we're just a few days away from December, in 1 week, December the 6th, the Jefferson County Historical Society is holding their winter quarterly dinner and program at the Historical Village. For more information, call 618-246-0033. And also in Mount Vernon on December 16th, 17th, and 18th, you can see a Christmas model train and a nativity exhibit at the Jefferson County Historical Village. For more information about that, call the same number, 618-246-0033. And starting this Thursday, SIU's McLeod Theater presents the well-known fantasy tale, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. And here is SIU Theater major Ryan Negron, who plays the majestic Lion Aslan. And he's talking about the interplay between his good character and the villain, Queen Jadis, played by SIU Associate Professor in Voice and Speech, Susan Patrick Benson.
Working with Susan is really fun because her character, Jadis, is like the direct opposite to my character. Like, where Aslan is a perfectly good, just loving creature, Jadis actually is not from Narnia because she destroyed her own world because she wanted so much power. So she'd rather have a throne to sit on with a crown on her head than have people to actually rule over. She just wants the title.
And that's the Tuesday WSIU Almanac. Have a good day. Good morning, and here is your WSIU Almanac for Tuesday. Today in 1975, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, starring Jack Nicholson, opened in theaters. And on this day, 51 years ago, breakfast became more convenient and better tasting with the release of Pop-Tarts. Locally, Carbondale Public Library is having a family-style story time this morning, beginning at 10. And then later at 4 this afternoon, the library is hosting tabletop gaming for teens. And then tomorrow, Carbondale Public Library is holding an event to stimulate the creative minds of young kids in grades 1 through 5. This Partners in Reading starts at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon in Carbondale. In Marion, if you would like to learn to paint, the Marion Chamber of Commerce invites you to a free painting program this morning at 10 at the Little Egypt Arts Association. Today's class is led by nationally known oil painting artist Dave Powell. Next month at Veterans Park in Mount Vernon, the Jefferson County Ministerial Alliance is hosting Christmas in the Park, December 16th and the 17th. This is a free drive-through display. And Don Bigham with the Ministerial Association says this is a way to add to the spirit of the holidays.
Christmas in the Park is an outreach of the Jefferson County Ministerial Association. The function is to brighten up the Christmas for young people in a package program where somebody can not go to a church or some facility of that type, but would be able to see it in the comfort of their own cars.
And that's your WSIU Almanac for the 29th of November. Enjoy your day.